She is a Texan. She comes from a wonderful family. Unfortunately, she's been exiled to Colorado in order to treat her seizures with whole plant medicine. But she's here today to speak on behalf of many patients here in Texas. And we're very fortunate to have her. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Alexis Bortel.
Oh my gosh, I'm home. My name is Alexis Bortel, and I am a Texas medical refugee living in Colorado, but I am still a Texas girl. Before I get started, I wanted to ask for a moment of silence to remember one of my heroes, Vincent Lopez, and also Teresa, Tony, and all of the other patients who went to heaven this year. Thank you. Okay. Let's get this out of the way right now. Yes, I am probably the only kid standing in Texas right now who can say in front of thousands of people that I use medical marijuana every day, and my Republican parents are proud of me. This is me before epilepsy when I was 7. Back then, I was a normal kid, probably just like many of your kids. I had pet chickens, loved fishing, played golf, and yes, I spent as much time as I could hanging out with my sister and my friends. I was really lucky because I almost never got sick, which was good because I really hated going to the doctor. My life changed forever in July 2013 when I had my first seizure. There was no warning. I remember being tired that night, and so I lay down on the couch to take a nap while Mom and Dad folded clothes. The next thing I remember is kind of blurry. I remember seeing Avery crying and yelling, "Wake up, Alexis." And then I saw my dad reaching down before everything went black. When I woke up, I was in a hospital bed. Dad was talking to a nice lady doctor who said they couldn't help me at her hospital, but they were sending me to Dallas Children's, where they probably could help me. In the hospital, they stuck me with needles, put me in a tube that made loud banging noises, and then stuck a whole bunch of funny wires on my head that smelled terrible. When I finally did get to go home, my parents told me that I had something called epilepsy, that I was going to have to start taking medicine every day. I had never taken a medicine every day, and after a few days, I started to feel really weird. My hands and legs would shake. The blackouts happened more, and I was sleepy almost all the time. I told my parents about it, and they said it should pass in a few weeks. It never did. The fog never went away. About a month later, I started second grade at St. Joseph's here in Dallas, and it was really hard. My friends were still nice to me, but I could tell they knew something was wrong. Well, maybe it was obvious because I had to wear those wires on my head to school several times, but hey, they gave me cool backpacks, so it wasn't all bad. My doctors told me until we got the seizures stopped, I shouldn't ride a bike, go swimming, or even climb stairs with my classmates. Instead, I had a seizure buddy in my class who was special just like me, except she didn't have seizures. She just needed help carrying stuff because she had crutches. Every day I would carry her book bag and make sure she would go everywhere with me to make sure I didn't fall, space out, or have a seizure. She was like a sister to me. I really miss her and hope she's okay. If she sees this speech someday, I just want to tell her thank you for always helping me. At school, I was always afraid that I would have a seizure in front of my friends. It was very frustrating because my epilepsy was causing me to go to the nurse's office almost every day. I tried so many different medicines, I lost count. Every night, Mom or Dad would stay up all night while I slept in case I had a seizure. After a while, I could tell they were getting frustrated because the medicines and doctors couldn't help me. One thing I remember hearing my dad say to my mom was, "What if we can't stop the next one?" I didn't know what that meant back then, but I do now, and to be honest, I kind of wish I didn't. Finally, after almost a year, Mom recorded a TV show for me and Dad. The name of the show was Weed 2 Cannabis Madness by Dr. Gupta. I didn't know it then, but that TV show would change all of our lives because someday it will lead us to a medicine that stopped my seizure monster. After talking to my Texas doctor, we all flew to Colorado where I met three more great doctors. They all agreed that medical cannabis might be able to help me and that it was worth a try. When we got back to Texas, we decided to try to get the laws changed. After many phone calls, we finally got a meeting with my state representative, Scott Turner from Frisco. At our meeting, he wasn't rude to me, but he did say he wouldn't help and then wrote a statement saying he had moral concerns and needed to talk to people, including fellow clergy, about cannabis medication. I remember thinking to myself, why doesn't he just call my doctors instead of my priest? But what did I know? I was just a kid. After this meeting, we started Team Alexis and kept meeting with legislators in Dallas and in Austin. I was starting to get a little frustrated until I met Representative Neistat, who offered lots of help and advice. It was so nice to finally meet a legislator brave enough to help me. He told me what I was doing was great and that no matter what happens, I should never give up. Unfortunately, my work at the Capitol ended because on February 4th, 2015, I had the worst seizure of my life. I remember it was Dad's night to watch me while I slept, so he was sitting beside the bed working on his computer when I went to sleep. Later, I woke up in the living room on a stretcher surrounded by firemen. They rushed me to Children's Hospital in an ambulance, and during the appointments that followed, my doctors and my parents decided that it was time for me to move to Colorado so I can try medical cannabis. After our move, Dad traveled back and forth from Texas to Colorado while he tried to help get a law passed that would help all patients and not just a few chosen ones. On March 4th, 2015, I finally got my first treatment of Haley's Hope cannabis oil. I have to say, it wasn't what I expected. With all the arguing in Texas, I thought it was going to be a big deal, but it turns out it was just a brown oil in a glass bottle that smells like a skunk. No, it doesn't taste great, but it doesn't make me feel funny or sleepy like all the pills I used to take did. I went 33 days seizure-free when I started Haley's Hope Oil. I got the flu and had a seizure on day 33, which was a bummer, but hey, 33 days was much better than the old 3-day record I had on pharmaceuticals. My doctor told us to increase the amount of THC I was taking, and I am happy to say that the seizures went away, and today I am 346 days seizure-free. Using only THC and Haley's Hope. That's right, no more pills. My life is so much better now. I am almost a year seizure free. My school and teachers know I take medical cannabis and they support me. I get to meet lots of patients and I filmed 3 national TV specials that will air this year. But most of all, I can do all the fun things I couldn't do in Texas. I can ride a bike almost every day, but the coolest thing is that I can finally go to sleepovers at my friends' houses. So far, I've been to 4, and it's amazing. Oh, yeah. There is one more big thing I've done. To celebrate 300 days seizure-free, we went rock wall climbing with ropes and everything. It was very scary, but my sister Avery and I did it without quitting. I never thought I would make it a year without a seizure, but now it looks like I might. If I do, I need your help. I really want to go to Disneyland, but it isn't in Colorado, so I need all of you to help me convince Mom and Dad to take us. It isn't all happy, though. Team Alexis is made up of many sick people. Nova, Hannah, and I are all Texas medical refugees who need THC. Yes, I said THC to help us. Texas's low THC law won't bring any of us home, and we need all of you to remind your legislators of that. There is also the hard part of saying goodbye to people you care about and love. I have lost many friends in Team Alexis this year, and it is very hard. Vincent Lopez, who mentored me and taught me to be nice to politicians, even when they say silly things, went to heaven this year before we finished fixing Texas's laws, and I was crushed. Even today, after a couple of months, I miss him every day, but I know in my heart he would never leave me, and that helps me keep going even when I'm sad. I went to Austin to go to his funeral, and several people told me they were sure I would finish his work. Vincent, if you are listening, I swear we will finish your work even if I have to become governor someday. While I've been working on Team Alexis, I have realized that my story is only one of many. There are thousands of medical refugees out there who just want to go home. Team Alexis isn't just about me. It is about all of us. I say that every patient matters a lot because it is true. I am no more special than anyone else, and epileptic patients have no more right to medical cannabis than any of you. Even at 10, I can understand how crazy it is that we trust our doctors with our lives, but we don't trust them with a plant. I'm sorry if it offends you to hear me say this, but the law doesn't make any sense, and it is time to change it. I only hope that if a kid can figure this out, then so can a legislator. Before I go, I want to send a message to all Texas legislators and Governor Abbott. I know you thought passing a low THC bill would bring the refugees home, but it won't, and it probably never will. I will be making many day trips around Texas and to Austin as Team Alexis prepares for its next session. I will keep calling you and hope to meet you all. Without your help, I will never be able to live in Texas again, and neither will my refugee friends. Think about it. What if I were your daughter or granddaughter? Would you help me then? Also, to the many people here who are on our team, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you do to help us. Only by working together will we finally end Texas's war on patients, and trust me, together we will end it. Finally, to the people of Texas who are depending on us to get these laws fixed, I promise you that I will never quit fighting for you all. Someday, I will come home for good, and when I do, I will bring all the Texas medical cannabis refugees back with me. Texans, remember, our fight is not over. It has just begun, and I will not hide. I love you all, and I will see you again very soon. Thank you. I love you all.